Your home is important. That's why GEICO helps make it easy to save on homeowners insurance. Because home is more than just a place. Home is where you build a giant pillow fort in your living room, and when people ask why you have a pillow fort in your living room, you say it's for your dog. And when they ask, well, what kind? You say, chocolate lab. And weave a web of lies that's almost as intricate as the crown molding in Fort Pillow. The GEICO Insurance Agency could help protect the pillow soft fortress you call home. Call GEICO and see how easy it is to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
This is a cow whose milk became everyone's favorite cheese at the craft fair. But cheese only lasts so long. The impression a small business makes needs to last much longer. And now Vistaprint is introducing free shipping on all business cards in any quantity. Choose from hundreds of fresh designs tailored to your type of company. Or upload your own. The choice is yours. The time is now. For a limited time only, get free shipping on all business cards in any quantity with promo code 7575. That's promo code 7575 at Vistaprint.com. Vistaprint. Only.
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding, but we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
Welcome into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Our score at the break, Mountain Alma boys trailing Marion 29-21. We'll check over our numbers in a little bit. Right now we're joined at the broadcast position by Mountain Alma girls basketball coach Del Leonard. And Del, well, you were able to come from behind, get the victory 43-40. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you. Just real happy, real happy for that, for our, you know, our Lady Bombers, that group of young ladies. Just so many things that just not going your way. Some of them self-inflicted, but we just kept grinding. I've really been working hard on all of them about next play, and they care so much. They care so much about each other that they cannot stand it when they make a mistake, and they wear it a little too much, and they're getting better and better. And you know, we had a really rough first half, and you look up and you're only down 3, and that's just because of the way they were fighting and grinding and just gritting it out. And you know, then you look up second half, you're down by about, I don't know, it's probably 6 or 7 there a little bit when they went on a run. Uh-huh. And then next thing you know, we're up. And yeah. I thought we had some kids who, you know, stepped up and had some really big moments. I mean, everybody did. I mean, every one of them had to do something. They all had a part in that win. And you know, I was proud of our kids in the JV game. They're getting better. You know, we fight so hard to get JV games, and yep. A lot of people cancel those. And just thought that, I guess my point bringing that up is, during the JV game, our varsity kids were right there on every play and cheering for the kids, the younger kids. And then during the varsity game, everybody was just, you could just tell it was just a great team win in that varsity game. And everybody wanted to win, you know, for each other more than they did themselves. And
yep.
That was a big, Matt, that was a big win. That was a big conference win against a really well-coached team. I think Shunda Johnson does a great job. She's won a state title.
Yep.
Honestly, I don't think she gets enough credit. And they're talented. They're tough to guard. And we had some mismatch problems tonight. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Well, I'll tell you what, you know, you and I were just talking about one of the keys was you know, you took better care of the ball in the second half. And I thought the other thing was getting some of their big girls in foul trouble.
Yeah, and I tell you what, just I was on my way into the locker room, and I always try to pick Coach Husky's brain, and he threw one little thing out there, and me and him and Coach Dave's talked a little bit, and we decided going in the locker room that when their two bigs were in, we were going to tackle more with our ball screen offense and try to get the corner turned on them and make them have to defend situations. And you know, a screen's the toughest thing to guard, but a player moving is the next thing. And we tried to put their bigs in those situations where they had to move and defend. And so we would run one offense when they were out or when they were in, and then when one of them came out and had a smaller kid in for them, then we high-load them to death. Or we ran some of our post hits. And didn't always execute, but we put pressure on them, and then that's what got them in foul trouble was them having to defend outside of their element. And, you know, really, really appreciated that input when we were going to the locker room from Coach Husky. I thought that was big for us. And, you know, our kids just really, You know, I mean, like, those two seniors, that Anna Grace and Emma Martin, Anna Grace Foreman and Emma Martin, they are, you can see it a little bit. They're pressing a little bit because, you know, they understand the expectations and they want to win. And they're just pressing a little bit, putting a little bit too much pressure on themselves. But they calmed down and they came back and they hit some big shots. They made some big plays offensively and defensively. And it's not always going to be pretty, but I would, you know, it's the, you know, everybody's always said it. I mean, you'd rather win ugly than lose pretty. And the thing about this team is they're capable of winning ugly, and when they play pretty, I'm not sure they're going to get beat.
Yeah. By the way, sorry to interrupt you.
That's all right. No, you're fine.
Real quickly, I did want to talk about the next matchup because it doesn't get any easier with Nettleton.
No, it doesn't. And I heard that they beat Paragould by 9 tonight.
Uh-huh. Ooh.
And that tells you that Paragould's pretty good. They're pretty talented. And
well coached.
And what happened Friday night was not a fluke. But here's the deal. I think they had 49 points. I'm trying to remember all the scores I looked at earlier.
Yeah.
But, Matt, they had 49 points, and Arkansas signee Alana Eaton had 35 of them.
Oh, man.
So, you know, she's super talented, and people get to come in and see her, but I hope they don't get to see her have a great night. But,
right.
Coach Smith over at Nettleton does a great job, and Nettleton's talented now. I mean, they're super,
yes,
super talented, and Jonesboro got beat tonight by West Memphis. The little number one guard for West Memphis hit 6 threes tonight, and Jonesboro lost by 6.
Ooh.
And I haven't heard the Green County Tech Searcy score. But right now, we're tied for first. Well, no, Nettleton's undefeated. And I guess we're tied for second at 3-1. But it's like the next game's the biggest game. You know, it's just get ready for the next one. And it's a tough league. It's probably tougher than it's ever been, 1 through 8. I think Searcy, Green County Tech, and Paragould can all beat you.
Yeah.
And obviously those other 5 teams are super, super talented.
Well, Della, congratulations on this win, and good luck on Friday.
I appreciate it, Matt. I can barely talk, but I appreciate everything y'all do to support us. And I just want to tell my family back home how much that I appreciate their support. They're leaning on every play. I've got 40-something text messages, from my wife, Lindsay, who is our head junior high coach and doing an unbelievable job. And I love her. I love what she's doing for our program. And then, you know, my two daughters, Brianna and Brittany, with their families listening. And then, of course, my mom and my sisters and my brother, listens. And of course, Pops, he travels with us. So, it's a family affair, that's for sure. And I just really appreciate them and especially my wife and how much this means to her.
Again, congratulations, Dell.
Thank you.
That was Mountain Home girls basketball coach Dell Leonard. Quickly, let's take a look at our scoring summary for Mountain Home. Matt Jones already with double figures with 14 points, 7 for Wyatt Gilbert. And for Marion, they got a player in double figures as well. Darius Waterford with 11, 9 of those coming from three-point range. 8 for B.J. Johnson, 3 each for Dietrich Reeves Jr. and Makai Boyce, and 2 each for Timothy McDonald and Jaden Forrest. This game's had 3 ties and 2 lead changes. Mountain Home with 9 turnovers and Marion with 4. Let's go wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show. We'll get the second half started in just a moment. Our score at the break, Mountain Home trailing Marion 29-21. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your carrier dealer since 1965.